إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you in our classes. Tonight we continue, inshaAllah ta'ala, this part number 5, as in this very important topic, Al-Hathu ala talab al-ilmi wa fadli al-ulama, the importance of seeking knowledge, the knowledge of the deen of Allah, and the virtues of the scholars. The importance of seeking knowledge and the virtue of the ulama, the scholars. Still reading from the talk by our noble Shaykh al-Allama Dr. Salih al-Fawzan bin Fawzan حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات, from his lectures محاضرات في العقيدة والدعوة. الحث على طلب العلم وبيان فضله. Now we're going to read to you. We start by reading the hath that the Shaykh, now he's going to talk about the importance of seeking knowledge. And along with that, he's going to mention the virtues of that, and the merits and the fruits of seeking knowledge. But before that, try to remind you once again of the importance of having fiqh in the deen of Allah. أَهَمِّيَةُ التَّفَقُّهِ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The importance of acquiring and having correct understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim on the authority of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah wants good for a person, will give them and grant them the sound and correct understanding of the religion. فَهُوَ عَلَامَةُ الْخَيْرِ التَّفَقُّهِ فِي الدِّينِ. Acquiring sound knowledge, sound understanding in the deen of Allah, it is a sign of good. A person be upon good if they are acquiring good understanding and sound understanding of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أسأل الله أن يرزقني وإياكم الفقه في الدين. Ask Allah to grant us all the sound understanding in His religion. Ameen. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله عن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. الحديث أخرجه الإمام مسلم في صحيحه وكذلك الإمام الترمذي رحمه الله. In this part, which is the importance of seeking knowledge and the virtue of that, the Shaykh, Hafidha Allah, he brought the hadith of Abi Darda radiallahu anhu. That is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih and also Imam al-Tirmidhi. In that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever follow a path, in that path he's seeking knowledge, Allah will make an easy path for him towards the Jannah, to the Jannah. Whoever seek a path, seeking knowledge. Allah will make an easy path for that person to the Jannah. وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. Whenever a group of people gather in a house from the houses of Allah, the masjid, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They gather for this purpose. They read the book of Allah and study it among themselves. They learn the book of Allah, except that tranquility descend upon them. Likewise, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels encircle them, and Allah mentioned them to those who's with him. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فهذا الحديث فيه فضل طلب العلم. هذا الحديث فيه فضل طلب العلم وبذل الأسباب لتحصيله من الاجتماع لتدارسه والجلوس لتعلمه وسلوك الطريق للحصول عليه. This great hadith, Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, he said the many benefits that comprise in this hadith, such as the virtue of seeking knowledge. It is a merit. It's a good thing to seek knowledge of the deen of Allah. We human, we always want good things to happen in our lives. People do not follow a path that there is no good in it for them. They always see what's good. They want to drive the better cars. They want to live in a better home. They want to have better jobs. They want to eat better food and wear better clothing. Well, this is a path. Seeking knowledge is good. Naam, it is good for us as Muslims to seek knowledge of Allah, of the deen of Allah. But we have to follow the means and take the means that help us seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge doesn't happen you drink a cup of water and all of a sudden you're knowledgeable. Knowledge doesn't come through dreams, like some Sufis say. Some of extreme Sufis, they have a dream and overnight he become a alim. It doesn't work like that. I like both of them. Jazakallah khair. So, seeking knowledge doesn't happen like that. A person doesn't become a scholar just overnight or because he has a dream. No, we have to follow the means. The means that aid a person to seek knowledge. From those means is to be in the gatherings and the circles amongst those who sit in those circles and those gatherings to learn the deen of Allah. There is a path, there is a way to seek knowledge. There was always a way for everything. You want to learn any trade, you have to follow the right way to learn that trade. You want to make it somewhere and there is a good in it for you, you have to follow the right path that leads you there. Likewise, when you seek knowledge, and it's very important to seek knowledge, well, there is a path, there is a way of seeking knowledge. وهو يشتمل هذا الطريق سلوك الطريق الحسي من المشي إليه حيث يوجد والسفر من أجله وبذل كل سبب لنيله فإنه لا يحصل عفوا بدون بذل مشقة واستفراغ وقت وراحة ومن طلب العلا سهر الليالي. So this path, it is comprise the path that lead you to knowledge. It is a physical one, a tangible one, and spiritual one as well. These two paths that lead you to seek knowledge. As for the physical or the tangible one, it is to make an effort. You have to put some steps and efforts. You gotta make yourself available and travel where knowledge is. You gotta make some sacrifices. You have to be serious and sincere in seeking knowledge and determined. You need to know first the purpose of seeking knowledge. You're learning now about the knowledge that puts you on the path that leads to the Jannah. So you have to endure some hardship, no doubt. It's not going to come while you're resting at home, laying on your recliner or your sofa or your bed. Knowledge doesn't come like that. You got to put forward some effort. And if you want to be on top of the mountain, what you need to do? Who can answer this question? There is a mountain and somebody wants to get on the peak, the top of the mountain. What they have to do, Okasha? They have to climb. What they have to do, Muhammad? They have to climb. Is climbing easy? Can somebody just be sitting on a chair and close his eyes, open it, here he's on top of the mountain? Does it work like that?
No.
Does not work like that. Is climbing a mountain easy?
No.
It's not. It's difficult. It requires a lot of efforts. And some people, they try to climb the mountain, what they do? In a halfway, what they do? They fall. Yes, Jazakallah khair. Abdul Rahman, some fall. Some people, what they do? They give up and go back. But other people, yes, they are tired. Okay? But they said, look, I'm going to get some rest. I got to keep going. They keep going. Why? Because they know that there is a good prize for them on the top of the mountain. If there is a good prize for them on the top of the mountain, they're going to go through some hardship. But if there is no prize, they don't know there is a prize, they give up. They go a little bit, get tired, they go back. But those who know there is a prize for them on the top of the mountain, they go through the hardship. So we need to know that there is a prize for us while seeking knowledge. The greatest prize is the Jannah. So those who they don't know the purpose, that this knowledge will put you on the path that leads to the Jannah, that's why they don't study. And even if they start studying, they give up easy. But those who know the purpose of seeking knowledge, you know, they really have to, they know that getting to that prize, it may not be easy. And anyone, you ask anyone, the doctors, the engineers, you think they just, a doctor will just stay in home and somebody knock at his door and say, you look like you can make a good doctor, here is a degree. No, that doctor works hard, very hard, for many years. So if he wants to be high, you have to make efforts. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحِبْ صُعُودَ الْجِبَالِ يَعِشْ أَبَدَ الدَّهْرِ بَيْنَ الْحُفَرِ. The one who hates climbing mountains, he spent the rest of his lives in what? Huh? In a pile of worms. The puddles of water, you know? Puddles. In the puddles. I know. He's gonna be in the puddles. Because he hates to climb. You see? So likewise, somebody who doesn't make an effort and subdue himself and fight his desires and change his life around. You gotta give up something to gain something. You gotta give up the dunya a little bit. You know, some other people, they just want to sit back and relax. You know, but other people says, look, I find my rest in this. Once I have to work a little bit hard, but later on, alhamdulillah, I'm gonna be at rest because I'm worshipping Allah based on knowledge. I'm not just worshipping Allah based on what other people are doing, but I need to know what Allah wants from me. You see? And then the person, he will work hard in the beginning, but then inshallah, later on, everything will become easy because that knowledge will give him tranquility, will give him peace of mind, serenity, joy, aynan, in his life. وكذلك سلوك الطريق المعنوي وهو تفرغ الإنسان لطلب العلم وكذلك حفظه للمتون وعنايته بالنصوص وجلوسه في فصول الدراسة وحلقات التدريس في المساجد وشراؤه للكتب أو استنساخه لها أو كتابته لها بيده هذا طريق معنوي إلى العلم يا سبحان الله. Then there is the other path, the spiritual path, that the person should get himself ready for seeking knowledge. Okay? That the person should find the time from his busy schedule for knowledge. The same way, subhanAllah, person find time to go to work. If you ask many people, they want to go to work, they don't want to go to work. They don't want to go work 8-10 hours a day, hard work, but they're doing it for what? There is a price. Because there is a paycheck. They get paid. Can you imagine if the boss tell them, look man, we're going through some hardship, I have no money, man. I'm not going to pay you from now on. People still going to come to work? They give up. Go look for another job. But, subhanAllah, you have to find some time. People find time to do other things. But you got to find time to learn the deen of Allah. Find time to memorize the text of Aqidah, of Tawheed, of Arabic, of Tajweed, of Tafsir, of Hadith, of Fiqh. Find times to sit in the gatherings and the circle of knowledge. Same time, subhanAllah, if you know there is a food somewhere that you like, you're going to find a way to get there. And get as much as you can. You eat a plate or two, which is not good. You got to eat in moderation. And you want to take another plate or two. Some people wish like if they allow him to take everything. Because he loved that. We have to love this deen. And whenever there is a class, there is a gathering, a circle, a seminar, an opportunity, you want to make sure that you be from the first people in there. And you want to take from that knowledge as much as you can at that moment. And you want to take to go, too. Something to go. Give me homework. Is there another book that talks about this? Where can I find more about this topic and this subject? Not like people when it comes to other material things. Where can I find this watch? Where can I find this car? Where can I find this, I don't know. When they like a pair of shoes, where do you get this, akhi? Huh? Where can I find it? Oh, I got it from Carolina. Oh, it's only 5 hours. He's riding to Carolina. But they don't say when they see somebody having a nice book of Tawheed and Aqidah. Pay attention. Okay? When they have a book of Aqidah, of Tawheed in their hands, they don't say to the person, Akhi, where do you get that book? I need to have one. SubhanAllah, this is a good book. Or the book that the person is reading from. Or he was mentioned, books as mentioned in the classes. Very good books from the books of knowledge. Tabi, pay attention. I don't have to keep stopping the class to tell you to pay attention. Whose kid is this? Who's with him?
I'm with you. I got him.
I get him, inshallah. Go sit over there. Kids, especially young ones, this is a class of knowledge. Be serious. I understand. You may lose your focus easy, but be careful. What I want to do, all of you, like you go sit here. Come over here. Sit over here, next to this brother. Alhamdulillah, the other ones are okay. So this is very serious what we're doing here, okay? This is not entertainment. We want you to understand. You're still young, but we want you to understand this. This class is very important. I know it's going to be difficult for you to sit for a long time. But as long as you behave, don't talk to each other or laugh with one another. If you're tired, it's okay with me. You can sit, change your position. It's not a problem with me, okay? But as long as you behave, and especially we are in the house of Allah, okay? Jazakumullah khair, barakallahu fikum. Who remind me what I was saying the last day? Ahsant. Ay naam, jazakallah khair. Paying attention. Barakallah feek. What's your name?
Rashid.
How old are you?
12.
Jazakallah khair. And what's your name? Jamal. How old are you? Alhamdulillah, say 10. Jazakallah khair. Barakallah feek. Naam. So the same way, when you see someone has a nice watch, how do you get that from? And you want to buy it like that. Somebody has a nice pair of shoes, where do you get that from? What is the store? Please give me the address. Or they don't give it, they just give you the name of the store, you want to look for it. Same thing, we see somebody has a nice book of Tawheed, Aqeedah, Tafsir. We want to like, where did he get this akhi from? Oh, from the bookstore. First trip, I'm going to the bookstore to get that book, to benefit from it. That's what the Muslims do. They are serious about seeking knowledge. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being in the circles of knowledge. If you are in a masjid, alhamdulillah, that is upon tawheed, upon the sunnah, you attend those classes that are in that masjid. You buy books, beneficial books. You have some money, alhamdulillah, yes, your money, you pay bills, a part of it for food, part of it for clothing, but then a part of it should be for books too. Now you said, look, this $20 a month, or 30, or 50, or 100, or 200, according to your ability. You said, this $100 every month, I'm not going to spend it on pizzas and a lot of food. No, I'm going to spend it on the real food, the food for the soul, and the heart and the mind. I'm going to spend it on buying books. You buy books for yourself, for your children, for your family, and you have books extra to give as a gift. Now you give the people books. This is how knowledge will spread. For those who cannot buy books, subhanAllah, the ulama of the past, of course, in our time, Allah has made it easy for us. Books are available, alhamdulillah, printed. And books for $5, $10, less than a price of a sandwich or a pizza. SubhanAllah, but the people, they are willing to pay more for food and clothing, but it's difficult for them to pay for the knowledge. Now you buy a book. Now, subhanAllah, on the internet, you don't even have to buy some books. They are ready for you on the internet. But the Shaykh, he says, for those who cannot buy the books, they can write them down. Like you borrow the book and get a notebook and write it down. The ulama used to do this. And I'm going to share with you a story that I heard from one of our brothers, that he heard it directly from our noble Shaykh, Dr. Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah. And he was giving this brother of ours an advice. He said to him, you have to be a good student of knowledge. And you have to, a part of that, you have to memorize books. You have to memorize the mutun. And he told him a story of one of the great scholars, Shaykh Hafid Hakami, rahimahullah. This man was amazing. And he died when he was like 33 or 35 years old. But even though he left, subhanAllah, a lot of work, amazing work, in Aqeedah, Tawheed, and many other fields. But he was serious. And here is one of the examples. He mentioned when he was very young. He was very young, because he's from the south of Saudi Arabia, in Jazan. But they went to Mecca. He went with two other people, with his brother and another sheikh, to visit a sheikh in Mecca, in the Haram. They went to visit this sheikh. And when they got there, this is years ago, there was not books available right now for us and the internet, this is years ago. So when they got to the sheikh, they sat with him. The sheikh, he was reading from a book of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, Khalqu Af'ali Al-Ibad. It's a big volume. It's a big value. So the Shaykh, he noticed that this young man, Shaykh Hafid Hakami, was paying attention and he looking at the book. And then when they finished, he said, can I look at the book? He said, yeah, look.
Then the sheikh said to him, you know what? It seems like you like this book. I'm going to leave it with you tonight. You can read from it as much as you want. Bring it to me tomorrow in the morning after Fajr, because they are supposed to sit with him after Fajr for more knowledge. He said to him, look, I leave this book for you with you tonight if you want to read something. Okay. When they went back home, that sheikh stayed in the haram, Hafidh Hakim. He wrote the whole book. He gets some paper and wrote the whole book. He didn't go to sleep. SubhanAllah. No sleep. Because he's like, look, I got only one night. I need this book. He can't buy it. It's not available in the stores. So the only way he will get a copy is what? To write it down. So he spent the whole night writing down the book. Look, it's not just writing down the book. He finished it right by Fajr time. And then, but after Fajr, he lay down a little bit. And then they went and met the other sheikh. So he gave him the book. He said, here is your book, your sheikh. Jazakallah khair. Then the sheikh said to him, so you benefited from the book? He says, alhamdulillah. His brother says, not only he benefited from your sheikh, but he wrote it down, all of it. The sheikh said, that takes an hour. He says, he said, he didn't go to sleep until he finished it. See, that's the himmah. This is, subhanAllah. Can you imagine if someone go to someone's house and told him, look, I have this gold, but the only way you can take piece of it, it's in these boxes, you have to break these boxes, and it's a long work. What do you do? If somebody is lazy, want to go to sleep, it's like, it's okay, in the morning, just give me one little bit. But somebody who really interested and he wants a lot of gold, what he will do? He's going to stay up all night breaking those boxes and getting the gold. Well, this is more than gold. Knowledge is precious, because gold will help you only in this life. But knowledge helps you in this life and in the hereafter. Not only that, when the sheikh began to read from the book, Imam Hafidh Hakami, who is very young, he will tell them the narrations with the isnad. The sheikh, he said to him, I think you didn't just copy the book. Did you memorize it too? He says, yes. He memorized it. While he was writing it, he memorized the book. I know, my akhwan. It's going to take some struggle. You have to take some effort, some energy. You think you're just going to sit there and all of a sudden you're going to be a good student?
Did he take a break?
I don't know about he took a break or not. The sheikh didn't mention that. But for you and me, maybe we need a break, right? But why I'm telling you this, in Duxi, in the class, Duxi, by the way, is the Somali
school,
Ahsant, Madrasa, in Somali, right? Aynan. So, in the school, you hear at Masjid Tawheed, when you come on Saturday and Sunday, you have to pay attention, right or wrong?
Quran
school. You can't be playing. Look at this man, he didn't even go to sleep. Because he loved the knowledge. And guess what? He became one of the great ulama now. This man, he died, but he's one of the great scholars. Remember his name? Hafidh Hakami, his name. He's one of the great scholars. SubhanAllah. But he wasn't sitting home and... No, look. He took the book. Somebody else may took the book and read a page or two and go to sleep. Or I don't know what he do, and in the end he's like, oh yeah, look, alhamdulillah, it's a good book. No, he's like, listen, this is my opportunity. I have to give back this book tomorrow. Now the book is with me. I have to make the best of it. He wrote the whole book. Now, Abdul Rahman. He wrote the whole book with his own hand.
The Imam said, this is not a school,
it's
a masjid.
Alhamdulillah. It's the school that to learn Quran in the masjid, alhamdulillah, okay? In the Quran. Jazakallah khair. Now, this is only one example. But before the ulama, that's what they used to do. Before they had this printing and printers and these books available, the only way you get a book if you have to write it down. Or those who cannot write, or they are not fast, they used to hire people to write for them. They hired them to write for them. Alright? قال فأنت حينما تشتري الكتب بنية صالحة فأنت تسير لطلب العلم. نعم للشيخ نعم سبحان الله said when you buy a book with a good intention, when you buy a book with a good intention, now you're on a path of knowledge just by buying the book. When you buy a book for a good intention, I'm buying this book of Tawheed, of Aqidah, of Arabic, of Tafsir, of Fiqh, of Hadith, and the like. I'm buying it so I can learn and benefit. You are on a path of seeking knowledge already, subhanAllah. You're already on the path. وحينما تجلس في الحلقة فأنت تسلك طريقا إلى العلم. Likewise, when you come, nobody push you, nobody drag you. You came, you wanted to sit in that circle of knowledge where there is that class of hadith, of tawheed, of aqidah, of Arabic, of tafsir, of fiqh, and the like. Now you are on a path of seeking knowledge. But if a person turned away and went somewhere else, say that's something else. Now when a person chooses to come and sit in a gathering of knowledge, that person now, he just put himself on the path that leads to knowledge. Which lead to what? To Jannah. Yeah, subhanAllah. Easy? You're on a path that lead to the Jannah. Can you imagine somebody die with this good, excellent intention? نعم. وهذا الطريق يؤدي إلى الجنة لأن العلم النافع يؤدي إلى الجنة. Because beneficial knowledge of this deen leads to the Jannah. Why are you learning? So that you learn the path to the Jannah. Do you know the path to the Jannah? That's a very good question. Do we really know the path that leads to the Jannah? We need to know that path. Because there is only one path that leads to the Jannah, not even two or three or four. But a lot of people claim to be on so many paths. Oh, no, this is the Jannah, this isn't Jannah. These people tell you, no, this their path leads to the Jannah. Another group tell you, no, these guys, they're going to take you somewhere else. Many people, so now what? We're just going to look at the people and make a choice based on what? Based on knowledge. And I give you an example. You want to go to downtown Atlanta to the Greyhound. The Greyhound is like a bus station. And you want to take a bus that go to New York. But that Greyhound bus station, pay attention, yeah, Zaid. That Greyhound bus station, they're not just a bus station for New York. There is buses that go to New York. Buses go to Dallas, Texas. Buses go to Tennessee, to Florida, go to Chicago. There is maybe 100 buses go there a day. But you want to be in the right bus. Are you just going to go there and anybody tell you, oh, let's go with us, you go with them? No. You want to ask a question. Where is the bus that goes to New York? They tell you number 17. Now you're going to pass number 4, number 6, number 24, number 36, number 1, number 10. Because they're not taking you where you want to go. And you're going to pass all of these buses until you get to the bus that takes you where you want to go. Likewise. We live in a time when there is a lot of fitan, a lot of trials. Unfortunately, a sad reality, not all the Muslims are on the same path, same thing. Some Muslims, they just Muslims by affiliation because they were born in Muslim countries. They Muslims, but they follow in whatever their tribe was upon. Even though their tribe, they are upon batil, upon falsehood, upon bid'ah and innovations. So don't just say, look, they're all Muslims, because some people do that. They're like, no, all the messages, they're the messages of Allah. I'm just going to find myself in any masjid with any Muslim brothers. I'm going to be with them. It's the same thing. You got to say, look, I'm just going to go to any boss. Just find me a seat. and that bus gonna take me where I want, and then you find yourself in Florida, Miami, the opposite direction. Likewise, you don't just say all of the masajid, alhamdulillah, these are masajid, and mashallah, I'm just gonna go to any masjid, I'm gonna be with any brothers and Muslims. No, you gotta see that masjid, it is built upon sunnah, or is built upon hizbiyah, is it built upon tribalism. Some people, they just gather together and open a masjid and they practice whatever their country is upon. They don't practice the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. They practice innovations. Innovation doesn't put you on the path of Allah. Innovations put you far away from the path of Allah. Innovations. So you don't say, look, these are just masajid, all the masajid are okay. No, it's not. You want to be careful. Whenever you go to an area that there is so many masajid, you have to choose what this masjid is upon. What their aqidah? Is this the aqidah of the Salaf? Are they upon the aqidah of the companions or not? If their creed, the imam and whatever they teach, the classes they teach, the books they come, the ulama they quote from, are they the ulama of the Salaf? Or they just do whatever they want to do? It's very important, ya akhi. How are you going to be on the path for years and you die on it? Now you want to find out when you stand in front of Allah? You don't want to take that risk. You want to find out in front of Allah, and then you'll be from those people who they will say, oh Allah, send me back. Send me back, then I will try my best to find the right path. Cannot go back. So we have to do it now. Naam, when it comes to food, yes, you can eat the food of your people, no problem. When it comes to food, alhamdulillah, you love the food of your tribe, go for it. You speak their language, it's okay. But you don't just be on any aqidah they are upon. You don't be on any manhaj they are upon. Now you have to check. Yes, you speak my language, you are from my tribe, but are you on a sunnah? Are you practicing what the Prophet ﷺ left for us? Because this is the deen of Allah. This religion of Islam came from Allah. And Allah commands all of us to adhere to His book, to the sunnah of His Messenger ﷺ, with the understanding of the companions. Being Arab or non-Arab, white or black, poor or rich, speak any language you want. Doesn't matter what country you come from, we all are commanded to adhere to one path. Siratullah al-Mustaqim, the path of Allah that is straight. Naam, ya ibadallah, this is very important for us to remember. We cannot just say, look man, we're all Muslims, alhamdulillah, the masajid of Allah. No, no, they are not the same. The masjid that teach the sunnah, is it the same in the masjid that teach bid'ah and innovations? It's not the same. How are you going to the same? The imam who call you to the path of Allah is like the imam who kick you out of it by calling you to bid'ah and innovations. It's not the same. You have to be careful. Whenever you find a masjid that they practice the haqq, they hold on firm to that which the Prophet ﷺ left for us, that's your masjid. Even if they don't speak your dialect, even if in Ramadan they bring other food that you can eat, but they have the real food for you. The real food for your soul, for your heart. They have knowledge, beneficial knowledge, that is taken from its proper sources. The Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, with the correct and sound understanding, the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, in the first place. Now, two young brothers, come in here. Come in here, Zakum Allah Khairan, Stafidu. We want good for you, Barakallahu Fikum, Ahsantum, Zakum Allah Khair, Barakallahu Fikum. You have a homework to you too. You gotta, like, after the class, you go home, you're gonna write an essay on what I'm saying, and you give it back to me. You have 3 days. And what do you call it? Huh? That's an assignment, a prize. assignment. That's an assignment, Jazakallah khair. But then you will have a prize. That's for them too, and for anybody else who wants to do that. So after this lecture is over, you go home, write an assignment, make efforts, submit it to me, inshallah, and you will get a prize. Okay? That fair to you? You like prizes? Alright. It's easy, right? Just pay attention now. If you want to use your phone to take notes, nah, it's okay. As long as you don't be playing games while in a class, okay? Before, I used to whenever somebody has a phone, it's like, why are you playing games? Now, alhamdulillah, we learned that these phones now, it's good. Some phones you can take notes too. You know, alhamdulillah. But as long as you use that phone, if you want to take notes, you don't, it shouldn't take you away from that. So, you have 3 days. Today is Saturday. You have until?
Monday
night or Tuesday, inshallah, okay?
Tuesday.
Alright, you have until Tuesday. Just write, put your name on it, and you get a prize. Okay? Inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. So now this beneficial knowledge that we are learning, ya akhwan, it leads to Jannah. If somebody says, subhanAllah, so now, why are we here? If you ask yourself a question, why are we here in this dunya? We get sick, we worry, this and that. Some of us have to go to work and work hard to pay the bills. If you don't pay the bills, you may be in the street. SubhanAllah, our children get sick. And we really feel about that, and we ask Allah to cure them. We get sick ourselves. We go through hardship. All of that so we can make it where? To the Jannah. And here is one of the easiest way. Seek knowledge. It leads you to the Jannah. I'm sure if a rich person in a community said, some brother in the community has a lot of money, alhamdulillah, and he's doing a lot of good with that money, paying the bills of some orphans, taking care of widow, poor people, sending people to Hajj, mashallah, paying the rent of others, buying other people cars, mashallah, paying the bills of other people, mashallah, this good brother. But also from that he says, look, whoever attend the class, he get $100. What do you think people will do? Huh? Huh? Ahsant. Jamal, right? This is what he says. Say it again. Attend the class all time. Do you disagree with Jamal? Who disagree with him? Nobody, right? What? You have something else? You agree with him? Ah, you agree. He agreed. Jazakallah khair.
No. The only reason they're doing it is because of the money.
You see, and that's a bad thing. Those people who come only for money, that's not a good thing. But we're just giving this an example. Now, if there is only a class a day, what certain people will say? What they will say?
We need more classes.
Why more classes?
More money.
You see how it is? They're like, wait a minute, brother. Why there is only one class a day? Can you put 10 classes? Right or wrong? Why? Because 10 classes, that's $1,000 now a day. You think these people are going to go watch a game? Huh? No. Nobody give them 100 when they watch a game. You think they're just going to go watch the internet? Huh? Watch TV?
No.
You think they're just going to go outside and talk all day?
No.
Because nobody give them no money in there. They're going to be here. I'm telling you another thing. If non-Muslims, not only Muslims, if non-Muslims in the area, they heard about that, they're going to put a kufi on and come and sit down too. To get 100. And as you guys say, people, they will say, why we have only one class? Can we give more classes? SubhanAllah, for money. For money. But to be in a class to learn things that purify your soul, polish and clean your heart, save you from bid'ah and innovation and shirk, and you will know that you for sure you are a path, the path that lead to the Jannah, all of the sudden people they're like, How many classes a week in a masjid? 7. That's too much. Too many classes, akhi. They gotta take it easy. But if money, they were like 7 classes a week, that's it. No, we need 70 classes. We want class every hour. Why? Because they will pay, they get more money. But to get more knowledge, more understanding of the deen, that save us from shaitan, our enemy, save us from ourselves, save us from deviating and finding ourselves on other than the path that lead to the Jannah, it's okay. One class, one Friday night is okay. No, it's not okay. I'll give you another example. Imam Al-Albani, he used to use a lot of examples. Some people, they think just to come on Jumu'ah. These are people, they pray, alhamdulillah, they come and pray. You know, they regular pray, alhamdulillah, they good with their prayers. But they are not. They don't attend the classes. They like, only that sermon on Friday is enough for them. Do you think it will be enough for their hearts? For their soul? Will you think so? No, it will be enough only that Friday, that moment. Remember, knowledge with correct understanding is the food for the soul and the heart. Now, some hearts are dead because they don't eat. Somebody who don't hear, no knowledge, no Quran, no haqq, no classes, their hearts die, wal'iyadu billah. And can you imagine now that same person who says, only attending Friday sermons on Jumu'ah is enough for them to be strong the whole week until the next Friday? We're going to tell that person, look, after that Friday, we're going to take you to this place. This is this nice buffet. Eat all you want. Okay, you came to Jumu'ah and you listened to the khutbah for half an hour. We're going to give you likewise half an hour to eat. And then after that half an hour, we're going to put that person in a room and he's not going to eat until next Friday. What do you think about that person now? You tell me. What do you think about him? He's going to be hurting and he's going to die. Let me say the question. What do you think about that person who just ate on Friday after Jumu'ah? Friday night. Is he still okay? I say he's still okay. He just ate after Jumu'ah. Saturday morning, Na'am Muhammad. It's not enough. It's not going to be enough for him. Now by Saturday morning, that person is hungry now. But he doesn't have no fridge in that room. No food. No water. Nothing. By Sunday morning, this person, what do you think about him?
He's going to be sick.
Na'am, Abdul Rahman.
He's gonna die.
He may die. Na'am.
The person that did it to him might go to hellfire?
No, this is only an example, okay? SubhanAllah. We just give it an example. This is not real. This is not true. I'm just giving an example so that you know the importance of knowledge. So this person now, of course, by Monday, Wednesday, he's sick, can't move. He can't even move, can't walk. He's in pain, sick. Can he benefit himself? Can he go to work and benefit others? Nothing. Likewise, when a person come only on Friday and listen to a nice khutbah, which at that moment, alhamdulillah, but then he don't listen to no other classes, don't attend no classes on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. By Tuesday, he's sick. That's why the way he talk is bad. The way he make decisions is very bad. Why? Because he doesn't have the strength. He doesn't have the nutrients that the body need. Not the body, that the heart need. The same one, the other person, he's not eating. He's getting weak. He's getting sick. Can't benefit himself. Can't benefit others. Likewise, the one who doesn't attend the classes, he's not serious about the deen of Allah, he's going to be sick. And that's going to reflect in the way they talk, in the way they do things in their life, the way they make decisions, and they're not going to benefit themselves, and they're not going to benefit others. Rather, they're going to be a burden on the community. Like the other one, he's a burden. That's why it's very important for us to seek knowledge. Barakallahu fikum. Now, so this beneficial knowledge we learn, he put us on a path that leads to the Jannah. Keep that in mind. He put you on a path that leads to the Jannah. And if you are really serious about the Jannah, you got to be serious about learning now the deen. And whenever there is a class, you got to be in that class. And you got to go home and do your homework. Review the class. And of course, we're talking about those of us who, they have time. At the moment of the class, they are outside playing, or they want to go play games, or they are on their phone, I don't know what they're doing, in a parking lot, or they go to someone's house and just talk. It's different if somebody has to go to work, somebody has something very important to do, mashallah. But if you don't have important things to do, say, look, I gotta be in this class. Because as long as I attend these circles of knowledge, I am on the path that leads to the Jannah. Is there any other path better than this one? No, that's the one. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, سَهَلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. This is the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, who does not speak out of his desires. He says, whoever put himself on a path to seek knowledge, Allah will make an easy path for him to make it to the Jannah. Easy path. You don't have to. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. And also in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. SubhanAllah, the angels, these noble creatures who always obey Allah, they never disobey Allah, the angels. The angels, they always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they do, these noble creatures, for the one who's seeking knowledge, they lower their wings. What? Our respects. Taqdeer Allahu. When you are seeking knowledge, you are respected by the angels. Subhanallah. Angels respect you. Ya Abdullah, when you seek knowledge. The angels, they lower their wings out of respect for the students of knowledge. Ridan bima yasna. They are pleased for what they do. قال فإن غيرهم من باب أولى يجب أن يحترم أهل العلم. If this is the case for the students of knowledge, what about the people of knowledge, the scholars? We have to show respect for them, عباد الله. Our noble scholars, we should love them. And we show respect for them. We make dua for them that Allah increase them in that knowledge. May Allah protect them and preserve them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to benefit from their work. لأنهم يشتغلون بشيء هو أعز شيء يطلب ويبتغى. Why? Because the scholars and also the students of knowledge. Why the students of knowledge, the angels, they lower their wings. Why they show this respect for the students of knowledge? Because that students of knowledge, he's busy in himself with the most precious thing. This is the most precious thing you can do in your life, is to seek knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, فَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ عَلَى سَائِلِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The superiority of a scholar over a worshipper, somebody who does a lot of worship, he worships Allah, salat in its time, reads Quran, fast, make dhikr, remember Allah, a good servant of Allah, a good worshipper, don't play games, a good worshipper, but still the alim is way better than him. The alim is better than him. The same way, the moon is better than the rest of the stars. Naam, the moon is better than the rest of the stars. How we understand this? قال الشيخ ووجه التمثيل هنا أن القمر ينير لنفسه وينير لغيره. نوره يتعدى إلى الأرض وإلى فجاج الدنيا فيستنير الناس بها. كذلك العالم يمتد علمه على غيره وينتفع به الناس ممن حوله ومن بعد ومن بعد عنه في أقطار الأرض كلهم ينتفعون بعلمه حتى لو مات من مئات السنين فعلمه باق ينتفع به ولو كان تحت التراب فلا يزال الناس يذكرون أهل العلم والأئمة وينتفعون بعلمهم وهم أموات من مئات السنين ويدعون لهم ويترحمون عليهم. The Shaykh, he says, in this example the Prophet ﷺ, he said in this hadith, why the moon is better than the rest of the stars? He says, because the moon has light for himself, and light, its light reach the earth. You see, in a nice full moon, alhamdulillah, we have light. Not like the sun, but we still have light. The moon is very far. And we see it. It is light, alhamdulillah, there is light on it. We can see it. But its light reach the earth. Many places in earth. And the people, they use it. If there is no moon, in the night, it's dark, very dark. People don't know where to go. But in the full moon, the moon is bright. Subhanallah, people, they know where they're going. They know their path, alhamdulillah. Likewise, the alim, the scholar. He benefited himself with the knowledge he learned. But also, the people, they benefit from him. The people who are around him, in his area, and his knowledge go to other people in so many other areas. Even when an alim dies, subhanallah, we're talking about Imam al-Albani, he died. Talking about the Sahaba, they died hundreds of years ago, but we still benefit from their work. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah died over 700 years ago. We still benefit from some 700 years ago. We still benefit from his knowledge. The ulama, even after their death, we continue even hundreds of years, their knowledge remain, and the people continue to benefit from. A person, the alim, even now he's not alive, under the ground, still you benefit from the knowledge he left. And he is still mentioned by the people. And whenever his name is mentioned, they say Rahimahullah and make dua for him. You see, as opposed to the one who just worship Allah, and the Shaykh is going to mention that, بخلاف العابد فالعبادة نور لكنه نور قاسر على صاحبه. He says, now when you look at the worshipper, the one who worship Allah correctly, that's a light too. What he's doing is a light, but only for himself. Only for himself. فالعابد نفعه خاص بنفسه وضوءه كضوء الكوكب خاص به والناس يستضيئون بضوء القمر لا بضوء الكواكب. So the person who is a good worshipper, he prays, read Quran, fast Mondays and Thursdays, remember Allah, make dua, he benefit only himself, which is a good thing. But he doesn't benefit others. Especially if he dies, no benefit. He was benefiting himself, which is a good thing. The same way, the stars, they lighten only their own selves. But they don't. Their light doesn't come on earth. You see the star out there, but that's it. Not like the moon. The moon, it benefits itself and benefits the people. فَهَذَا وَجْهُ تَمْثِيلِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْعَالِمَ بِالْقَمَرِ وَالْعَابِدَ بِالْكَوْكَبِ. نعم عباد الله. The alim, as we know, look now, we're reading from the work of the ulama. They benefited themselves while they seek knowledge, because they act upon it, but also so many other people benefit from their work. They benefit, alhamdulillah. Like we mentioned, why the Sahaba have a great virtue? Because anything that the people and the Muslims do after them, until Yawm al-Qiyamah, they get the reward as well. They get the reward because they're the one that disseminate the knowledge. Likewise, for this you want to be sincere and be determined and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put you on the right path in seeking knowledge. And when you come to a circle of knowledge, behave, sit correctly, have a notebook and a pen or a pencil ready, write down. يحفظ العلم بالكتابة. العلم صيد والكتابة قيده. نعم. Now you're sitting, you're hearing, alhamdulillah, this is a good thing. But 2 days ago, later, you may forget everything. But if you write it down, or if you record it, we have technology in our times, and you go back and hear it again, listen to it, review your notes, study it with others, that's what's going to benefit you. It's like someone who's fishing, all right? And he, whenever he catches a fish, he throw it behind in the river. Huh? All right? So what do you think about this man? He caught like 50 fish and he's like, alhamdulillah, that's enough. Was it enough for him for real? Yes. Is it enough?
Yes.
Huh?
No.
Why not?
He's
nothing, because he doesn't have and no fish, because he used to catch the fish, which is a good thing, but he used to put it back in the water. Now if you catch a fish and throw it, put it back in the water, what the fish do? Muhammad, he swim away. So that guy in the end of the day, he's going to take any fish home? Nothing. Likewise, if a person just come and not paying attention, alhamdulillah, yeah, I was in the class. Okay, tell us something about the class. I don't know, man. Why you don't know? Why you been here for 1 hour listening? You can't even say one thing about the class? Or two things? Or two, three things? You're a human being. You have two ears and you have a brain. Same like other people. What do you think? Other people next to you who remember something have 10 ears? Same thing. What makes the difference? Are you here with your body and your mind and your heart? Or you're only here with your body but your mind is somewhere else? If your body is in the class of Tawheed, Quran, Arabic, Fiqh, Hadith, the body is here, but the mind is somewhere else, you're not going to get no benefit. You're not going to get no benefit. Your heart has to be with you. Meaning you have to focus, pay attention, be prepared before you come to any circle of knowledge. Before you come to the school of Quran, you want to learn Quran, you want to learn Arabic, Tafsir, Hadith, any class, Tawheed, Aqeedah. Say to yourself, I'm going with my heart with me and my mind going to be present. But if some of us are sitting but we're still thinking about money, thinking about jobs, thinking about bills, thinking about making plans why the class is conducted, we're not going to benefit. We're not going to benefit. So it's very important for us not only to be in the class, but we have to pay attention and focus. And on top of that, write down. The ulama, the great ulama, they used to write, ya akhwan. So we have to come with this attitude. Subhanallah. How students of knowledge with no pen? Students of knowledge with no pen is like who? Who knows? Na'am Muhammad? He's like a soldier with no weapon. Nah. That's it, exactly. Look, the little kids, they know it. A student of knowledge with no pen to write is like a soldier with no what? No weapon. A soldier going to face the enemy with no weapon. Whatever. And then the enemies have weapons. He's like, what are you going to say now? Yes, now he's going to say, what is my weapon? Now what is yours? Likewise, akhi, you can't do it. You got to bring, that's your weapon, the pen, you got to write down. Okay? I learned this from my kids. They say, Ma'alim Khalil, Hafidahullah, always tell them that. Tell them, look, a student without a pen is alike a soldier without a weapon. And also, it's alike a mechanic with no tools. Alright, you go to a mechanic and he's like, okay, I'm gonna fix it. We need to open this engine. And you look around, he's in an empty garage. The garage is empty. Not even a needle in that garage. Nothing. Not even a needle. It's clean. It's swept. Nothing. And he said, put your car in here. And he's like, we're going to open this engine right now. and work on it. Alhamdulillah, I'm going to take care of you. And then you're like, how are you going to work? He like, don't worry about it. I'm the mechanic. I got it. And he's like, you got to know what you're going to work with your teeth. How are you going to open the engine? You need tools. He has no tools. You think this person going to really work on your car?
No.
He's not going to work on your car, man. Same thing. Somebody says, come, look. Oh, yeah? I'm painting all house for you. He came like this. No paint. No material. Nothing. Is he going to paint? How are you going to paint? Going to take the paint with his hand and throw it on the wall? He's not going to paint. Likewise, you're going to come to seek knowledge and you come in with nothing. No book, no pen, no paper to write down. How are you going to seek knowledge? May Allah have mercy on us and make us from those who are serious about seeking knowledge and are serious about being in the circles of knowledge.
Amen.
And knowing the importance of seeking knowledge. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. نعم.